Welcome to the Celtic Christmas Podcast at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and every few days from now until Christmas, I will share with you the music and entertainment from various Celtic podcasts online. Today's show is brought to you by the Pub Songs Podcast. Find out more at PubSong.com. Good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair. Slancha. Welcome to the Pub Song Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and I'm out driving around. And last week I mentioned that whole Celtic Christmas album that I thought was a piece of crap. Well, I've spent the week reflecting on that idea and thinking about what is Celtic Christmas music anyway, and what makes good Celtic Christmas music, at least from my perspective. Everyone's going to have their own perspective, and this is going to be my little rant on that particular topic. So let's see where to begin. Well, first off, Celtic music, of course, is a marketing term. So Celtic Christmas CDs, well, that's all it is. It's a marketing, it's a way of marketing your album to a specific target audience that might not care about what you're playing. But it might be targeted. If it's a good album, I mean, it should do well on the charts because they're hitting a certain demographic. People who like certain types of Celtic music. The one last week is New Age music. And, of course, Celtic music can also fit in the New Age category. But that's not what I think of when I think of Celtic Christmas music. When I think of it, I think of Celtic music and Christmas music. A fusion of the two, right? So, and Celtic music to me is basically, there's number one, a feel, okay? Number two, instrumentation frequently. Maybe even the way the vocals as an instrument are used is very much so. And that's largely it. So it's the music, the vocals. Now, of course, Christmas music, that's an actually interesting one in itself, because what makes Christmas music? Is it any song about baby Jesus or Santa Claus? So for me, yes, those are two possible scenarios. Also, there's a certain sound evocative of Christmas music. So Celtic Christmas music, in my mind, it sort of fuses those two together. And I went listening through my collection, and I did come to realize that, in my opinion, the best Celtic Christmas album that I've heard out there is Eileen Ivers' album On No Leg. It really is a good album. I was listened to it for the first time in a year or two. I don't remember when it came out, but there was only one song that I didn't like, and that was the one sung by the guy who ends up sounding like a crappy Disney R&B guy. I don't know what his name is, but there's only one. He only sings on really... Well, he only does one song that I didn't like on the album. He sings two songs, I think. Overall, they were good. It was good stuff. The music is very evocative of the Celtic culture as well as the Christmas culture. There's some great fiddle tunes from Eileen Ivers. She is a master on the fiddle, and that is, to me, very important for a Celtic Christmas album, is something that has, you know, fiddle tunes. Because, you know, I mean, a fiddle tune might not be Christmassy, however, even the way it's approached, though, it could be, for instance, a traditional Christmas song that's redone as a fiddle tune, or it could be, you know, a set of reels. You know, I think there's the Christmas reel out there that was, I don't know who wrote that, but it's a nice little piece. But to me, that's what makes a good Celtic Christmas album. I gotta say, Eileen Ivers did a great job. The other full album that I enjoyed was Banshee in the Kitchen. And Eileen Ivers, the great thing about it also is it's vocals and instrumental. I like that combination. So I got to say, I do like that combination for creating a good Christmassy feel all around. Now, Banshee in the Kitchen, Invite the Light, is the other album I listened to this week. And it actually is a good album as well. It has, it's all instrumental, which is a little bit disappointing for me. But the music's good. The instrumentation, they have a lot of trad musical instruments, so consequently it comes off very Celtic sounding. There's obviously a bit of a progressive feel to some of their set tunes, but overall it just works out really well, coming off very Christmassy. Now, I also listened to some tracks, some individual tracks on iTunes, and, you know, one of the things I noticed is that, like, a lot of the Celtic Christmas albums that are topping the charts up on iTunes is basically harp music, which is great, but it's not my preferred. I like the variation. And of course, I like vocals. I am a big vocal person, which is why the podcast is probably two-thirds vocals, my Irish and Celtic music podcast. I'm going to play some music from Eileen Ivers and Banshee in the Kitchen up next so you can get a little sample. And then I'll come back with more thoughts on Celtic Christmas.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
In your palace, warm, mighty king, do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
A child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. The king to his people everywhere, listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
Pray for peace everywhere. Listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. Oh, the child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Thank you.
I was saying harp music. Yeah, harp music's okay. It's not my preferred thing. I did listen to some tracks from Celtic Thunder. That was highly disappointing, despite the review that I saw on iTunes or wherever it was. I was disappointed with that because it's basically jazz. I mean, it's contemporary jazz music sung by a Celtic band, which doesn't, to me, evoke the feeling of a Celtic Christmas. I heard that their song Christmas 1915 or 17, I forget what it is. They have this, and it's a contemporary song that's supposed to be a really beautiful one, which might be, it was probably a little bit more down the lines of what I would imagine. But overall, it's not really what I want to hear for a Celtic Christmas album per se. Whereas I did listen to some couple tracks from the Irish Rovers. They have an Irish Christmas, they call it. Of course, not a Celtic Christmas. An Irish Christmas. And, well, I got to say, it was a... It had a great sound. So I would actually recommend that from what I... Just from the couple tracks I listened to. It's the Irish Rovers. So, it's a great band. And, of course... Vocally, so it's vocally solid, and musically has that Irish feel with Christmas music attached. So, nice one to look at. I did listen to Angus Moore. Now, they're a Celtic rock band. They are a Celtic rock band who put together a Celtic rock sort of Christmas pageant, they call it. I wasn't as impressed with that. There's some great songs on there. I found some good pieces. But the biggest problem for me, anyway, is that Celtic rock, which is typically fairly heavy, I usually attach, very much more peaceful music than Celtic rock allows in general. That said, there were some really good picks of songs, good arrangements. They have an arrangement of Christmas in Killarney, which I think was really cool, and a couple others that's really nice, a nice album, but again, it was a little bit too rockified for my Christmas needs. And conversely, we're going to take a single by the Pogues and Christy McCall, and that is Fairy Tale of New York. Coach, I agree, which someone posted on Facebook, sort of the quintessential Celtic Christmas song. Captures the feeling of Christmas. And also, Black 47, they did a cover of John Lennon's And So This Is Christmas, which was, they did, I think they did it a year or two ago, and it was a great, great track as well. I love that. And those are basically the Celtic Christmas music that I like the best, but I gotta say that there's a severe dearth of good Celtic Christmas music that I currently have on my playlist. Something needs to be remedied. I was sitting here thinking about this because I want to put together my own Celtic Christmas album, but I don't know if I can do it. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. Thank you.
was on Christmas Day, the old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. To ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Why can't I release a Celtic Christmas album? Well, by my own definitions, I don't know if I can release an album, a Celtic Christmas album, because, well, my own instrumentation is fairly limited. I need to get pulling a fiddler at the very least to pull this off, which, you know, is a possibility. But me and the auto harp, that's just a Christmas album. Although my Celtic Christmas conscription song, which I'm very proud of, is a nice addition, I think, to the Celtic Christmas culture, because it hits both of those topics quite nicely, I think. And adds a little bit of Irish satire in there, which I am always a big fan of satire. So there you have it, my little recommendations for Celtic Christmas music. Now, that said, my current plan then is to spend the next month, in through January, I'm hoping to start recording more music, including a Celtic Christmas, or a Christmas album. I don't know. It might not be Celtic at all. I'm just going to say that right now. But I do want to do a Christmas album for next year. Ideally, again, I'd love it to be a Celtic Christmas album, but that said, I also am hoping to put together a Celtic Christmas compilation CD, and I'm looking for tracks. It's going to be tough pulling together some good Celtic Christmas music into a CD, so this might take a year or so. We shall see. So that said, a quick update. Kinsey, my daughter, is doing great. She's been smiling a lot more recently, a bit more awake and playful. She even gets bored now when we're not, entertaining her. She can only move so much. It's funny, actually, looking at her sometimes. Sometimes when she's lying there and sort of squiggling around, she doesn't have quite control of her arms and legs. It reminds me of the movie Being John Malkovich, and I haven't seen that movie in forever, but Being John Malkovich, and at the very end, he leaps into this baby of the woman that he is in love with, or something like that, and it just cracks you up, because he's sort of, cracks up is the wrong word, it's twisted, because he's in this body, and he can't do anything, yet his mind is totally working, and I'm in love with you, I love you, I love you, and he just can't do anything, and it sometimes reminds me of that, Kinsey lying there sort of like a baby with a fully working mind and ability to think and speak, but unable to control her body enough to do anything. So she is adorable and very cute. We even took some Christmas pictures this past week. Hopefully I'll have some of those up on the website, on my website in the very near future. I've also been blogging a lot more, doing a couple of Celtic Christmas blogs and features. Look for more stuff. So I guess that's about all I have for now. I'm going to close up with a track, a non-Celtic Christmas track, by my definitions before. This is a song called Christmas Time in Texas, a song written by yours truly, and as well as Andrew McKee of the Broadway Nagian Bards. We put together this for our little CD, and I love it. Again, speaking of satire, that's about the only Celtic aspect of the song, I think, is the satirical nature of it. Of course, if you want to find out who all the artists are and listen to more of these tracks and find your own great Celtic Christmas music, follow the links in the show notes at pubsong.com. You can also search for Celtic Christmas, which it'll be tagged under, in case you're checking on this later. And, if you haven't checked out the Celtic Christmas podcast, there's some new shows up there, so check it out. CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Thank you all very much for listening. I will talk to you soon. Sláinte. One final note, and that is that I was listening to some music yesterday before I published this podcast, and I found another awesome Celtic Christmas album. It is the Gothard Sisters. Their album is called Christmas, and I'm going to play a track right after the Christmas time in Texas so you can hear a little bit of that as well. Find links to all the groups in the show notes at pubsong.com. Sláinte.
There's snow white Christmas Day, lest you drive a white Chevrolet. You won't hear sleigh bells ringing, lest the Salvation Army is Santa-ing in your Christmas time in Texas. If you feel holiday blues, go outside with no shoes, and when Santa Claus arrives, he'll be wearing SPF 45 in your Christmas time in Texas. Oh, the sun is shining bright, don't expect snowflakes tonight. If you hear Kris Kringle outside, his sleigh won't get stuck. He's flying in style in his monster truck. Christmas time in Texas. So don't bother Christmas lights. Buy your cold winter clothing half price, and the presents beneath your tree will all smell just like mesquite in your Christmas time in Texas. Oh, the sun is shining bright, don't expect snowflakes tonight. Santa won't use your chimney, that's not what they're for. Texas, we're friendly, he'll use the front door during Christmas time in Texas. Christmas morning, you will hope in your stocking there's a new rope. Forget eggnog, drink light beer as you wrestle your new steer in your Christmas time in Texas. Oh, the sun is shining bright, don't expect snowflakes tonight. If you hear in your chimney a man that is stuck, your shotgun, the stranger is fucking trouble during Christmas time in Texas.
The Pub Songs podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, Celtic Music, the Traditional and the Twisted. Post your feedback on the website at pubsong.com. And as always, please support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte. I hope you enjoyed this Celtic Christmas podcast presentation. Find out more about the artists in this show by visiting the website at CelticChristmasPodcast.com.